Rudy Valley presents The Green Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
No other shampoo. Only Green shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Hello, Green Show. Buy Green for your hair. Listen to our announcer, and I won't have to look for another sponsor. I hope. Rudy Valley speaking.
Greetings, Rudy, my little green boy. This is your dreamy-eyed house guest, Marty Woolley, calling. Rudy, it is a gay, romantic mood I am in now that spring is almost upon us. Love is everywhere. Why, this morning your canary flew out of its cage.
My canary flew out of its cage? But why?
Oh, just for a lark. Rudy, a bird really knows the meaning of love.
Yes, so my parrot was telling me.
Quite so. In springtime, it is impossible to keep lovers apart. This very afternoon, I saw a colonel in the army, and I could tell from his uniform that it was spring.
You could tell from the colonel's uniform that it was spring?
Yes. Both eagles were on one shoulder.
How divinely divooned.
Rudy, my lad, it is in the spring that I reminisce about the many beautiful women in my life. There was Barbara. Beautiful Barbara with her one green eye and her one red eye.
How unusual. One green eye and one red eye.
As a result of the power of suggestion, Rudy, her mother worked for a company that manufactured traffic lights.
Well, I imagine that was rather helpful when you were making love to her. You could tell her when to stop and when to go.
Exactly, you get it, exactly. Memories. Barbara and I would be sitting on the sofa making love, and her little brother would come in. And right then and there, a quarter would change hands.
Oh, yes, I understand. You'd give the boy a quarter to go away.
Oh, no. He'd give me a quarter to let him hang around.
You let the little fellow hang around and charge him a quarter? Mr. Woolley, I didn't think that you could be that cheap.
Well, I couldn't help myself, Rudy. That's all the money the kid had.
Well, if that's a sample of the sort of life you lead, the FBI and I would certainly be interested in knowing more about it.
And you shall have that opportunity, my callow youth. I have just completed writing my memoirs, and I shall hurry over to the studio with the manuscript. I call it The Life and Loves of Monte Woolley. Or for whom the bells drool.
A very interesting subject, Mr. Woolley. I imagine you intend to have it published.
Rudy, do you think that I am the sort of man that would make conquests with women and then want to tell the whole world about it?
No, of course I don't.
Silly boy.
I will be waiting, no matter how long you've been away, yearning for your returning, each lonely moment will seem a day. You'll keep the home fires bright, hope and pray each night. No matter where I go, I'll be all right. Dear one, and while I'm waiting, I know that somewhere you'll be matter where I go, I'll be all right. Dear one, and while I'm waiting, I know that somewhere you'll be waiting too.
Hello, Rudy.
Hello, I'm sorry to be tardy, but I stopped off at 20th Century Fox. They're interested in putting the story of my life on the screen.
How's Zanucky?
But I can see the sign on the theater marquee now. 20th Century Fox presents 19th Century Wolf. Here's the manuscript, Rudy. I cried as I wrote it.
You cried? You really cried? Well, I suppose it's very sad.
No, the paper I wrote it on is onion skin.
I've noticed you changed the title, too. You changed it to, let's see, Monty, Willie, and His Burning Kisses Are Forever Ember. Page one. I, Monty, Willie, have risen above my very humble beginnings. My father was a butcher, and when I was born, I weighed 5 pounds. But the doctor told my father I weighed 6 pounds.
Now, you see, my father had been short-weighting the doctor, and that was the doc's way of getting even. Read some more, my Rudy.
I was a bashful child and didn't have anything to do with girls until I was almost a year old.
See, when I was a year old, I invited the little girl baby next door for a ride in my baby carriage. I had the only carriage in town with a rumble seat.
Let's see, yes. Even though we were both in dighties, we became engaged.
Yes, I gave her my pin.
Oh, yes, the Tri-Corner Panther Fraternity. How romantic. I'll read on. One day I suddenly realized that being a baby had no future. I tried to get a job, but nobody would hire me because I was only 3 years old. So as a last resort, I became a quiz kid. Oh, I'll never forget my first program. I was so excited.
Quiet, kiddies, quiet. The quiz is about to start. If you get the answers correct, you get a scholarship to Yale. But if you get the answers wrong, you'll have to go to Harvard. You, little man, what is your name?
Quincy Vandermeer Schmaltz.
Vandermeer Schmaltz? Well, how do you spell it?
Oh, my mother helps me.
Oh, I see.
I am 5 years old, and I'm a student of the Independent College of Utah.
I see you.
Peekaboo, I see you, too.
Yes, I see. And you, little lady, what is your name?
I am Veronica Snuff, and I attend the La Brea Pitts Finishing School.
La Brea Pitts Finishing School, do you? And what do you take up?
Sex seat.
And what do you expect to do when you grow up?
Take up 2 more seats.
No. I mean, what is your ambition?
I want to be a quiz kid.
Oh, this cute little boy here. What is your name?
I am Monty Woolley. I am a young junior. A young genius of 3 years.
You are a young genius of three summers?
Three summers.
Thank you. May I ask you, how many winters?
None. I was born in California.
I see. So you are 3 years of age. You seem like more.
Well, it's the way I part my beard. It makes me look more mature.
Yes, I guess that's it. And what school do you attend, Monty?
I am a junior at Vassar.
But Vassar is a girls' school.
Yes, I found that out the 3rd year.
It is. And tell me, what is your favorite subject at this girls' school?
Girls.
Oh, ridiculous. Nobody goes to school just to learn about girls.
Silly man.
And now for our last little quiz, kid. Oh, you little man, come here. What is your name?
I am Tillman Bradway.
Tillman Bradway.
I'm just 3 years old, and I attend the Dween School of Beauty.
So you're 3 years old. When will you be 4?
when I finish this commercial.
But seriously, time goes fast for the girl who's popular, whose dreams are getting better all the time. And one of the important signposts along the road to romance says, always keep your hair lustrous and shining with highlights. That's your tip to use Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner. Yes, a shampoo can make a lot of difference. If your hair, for instance, is drab and mousy, well, it could be caused just by the shampoo you're using. For most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, and soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on your hair. Dream never leaves a dulling film. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dream removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And this new Dream contains a wonderful hair conditioner and leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. No wonder it's America's favorite. No other shampoo. Only Dream shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Only 3 years old, eh? Well, your voice certainly changed early.
Yeah.
And now, little geniuses, we come to the question. Monty Willie, here's your question. Who was Napoleon?
Napoleon was the man who used to neck with Cleopatra.
That is wrong.
I know, but it's fun.
I didn't think of that. And now for the next question. I will give you the first words of a song, and I want one of you kids to tell me the name of it. A Little on the Lonely Side. Quincy, do you know the name of that song?
Yes, that's A Little on the Lonely Side.
That is correct. Now you go over to the orchestra, and if you sing the whole song correctly, you will get a prize.
Oh, what's the prize? A pack of cigarettes?
You, a 5-year-old boy, wanting that? What would your father say if he found you with cigarettes?
He'd say plenty, but I wouldn't give him one.
Well, that's all right, then. You may sing now, Sonny.
I'm a little on the lonely, a little on the lonely. I keep thinking of you only and wishing you were by my side. You know, dear, when you're not here, there's no one to romance with. So if I'm seen with someone else, it's just someone to dance with. Every letter that you send me, I read a dozen times or more. Any wonder that I love you more and more? Oh, how I miss your tender kiss and long to hold you tight. I'm a little on the lonely side tonight.
From Monty Willie, the quiz kid, I became Monty Willie the man. My muscles were starting to develop.
Yes, Rudy. One day I ripped a telephone book in half.
Oh, but to rip a phone book in half takes a great deal of strength.
Not this one. It was a Glendale phone book. But read this chapter on my first venture into show business, Rudy.
Ah, here it is. Then I heard the call of the theater. I was just an untried thespian. The first play I was in was Shakespeare's As You Like It. But after the first performance, the manager changed the title to Can You Take It?
Yes, but my second Shakespearean play was a huge success. It was called 13th Night.
Oh, don't you mean 12th Night?
I was so good, it was held over another night. I'll never forget the night we opened. I was magnificent.
Yeah.
After the performance, the manager wanted to kiss my hand, but I beat him to it.
Yes, but I see by this next chapter that the show closed and you had to go to work. It says I was certain that there was no life for me outside of the theater, but I had to live, so I became a barber. I'll never forget my first customer. It was Rudy Valley. I was in the shop and he came in. Barber, I want a haircut.
Yes, sir. I've never waited on you before, have I?
No, this is the first time I've been in here. I usually get my hair cut around the block.
Well, that's where we cut it here, too.
Well, I'd like a haircut, but don't take any hair off the back. Leave it just the way it is around the edges. Don't touch the top and don't thin it around the sides. You understand what I want?
Yeah, just a little noise with a scissor.
No, I think I'll have a shave instead, but I'm in a hurry. I want a fast shave. It's got to be very, very fast.
Okay, I'll just sharpen an axe and you can run past it.
Will you please stop talking and shave me?
Yes, sir. Now, just hold your face still. Ouch! Pardon me, sir. Would you mind turning your face on the other side?
Why, are you finished on this side?
No, I just can't stand the sight of blood. Now, be quiet, please. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. The razor slipped and I just shaved off your mustache.
Mustache? I didn't have a mustache.
Well, then I must have cut off one of your eyebrows.
I'll look silly with only one eyebrow.
I'll fix that.
What happened?
I just evened them up.
Let me out of here.
Yes, Mr. Woolley, I certainly do remember that, and I also remember when I was doing one of my shows. Some girl I was auditioning was somewhat enamored of you.
That was Irene Ryan. She finally eloped with a sailor who had a 3-hour pass.
She eloped with a sailor?
Yes, you see, Irene lived on the second floor. The sailor was supposed to elope with a girl on the third floor, but his ladder didn't reach that high.
Oh, yes, I remember it was getting time for her number, and she was backstage talking.
Hey, Monty, why can't we get married? I'll be rich when my uncle dies. You know, he's the one that invented the cake of soap with the hollow center.
What's the idea of a cake of soap with a hollow center?
So when you take a bath, there won't be any little piece left over.
Now, forget about your uncle's soap, Irene. I will not always be broke. When we get married, I will have an income of $50 a week.
Oh, that's swell, because I have an income of $45 a week.
Yes, I already counted that in.
We'll have a wonderful honeymoon, darling. We'll go off to my father's citrus ranch in California. Father raises lemons.
So I see.
Oh, that's so sweet of you, Monty. I have to audition for Mr. Valley now. I'll see you later. Oh, Rudy. Rudy, I'm ready for my audition. I'm going to play the musical Saul. Will you have Frank Duvall, the leader, play the Blue Danube Waltz?
You're going to play the Blue Danube Waltz in the musical Saw? Mm. Oh, that's fine. All right, Frank.
Just a minute. I think I'm a little bit flat. Give me an A on the piano. Perfect. Let's try it again. Special arrangement. Now I'm really in the groove. Boy, am I hip. I'm really cutting along.
Hold it, Irene. That's terrible.
Oh, why, Rudy, I'll be a sensation. The last time I played this, I brought down the house.
You brought down the house by playing the saw that way?
Uh-huh. I sawed right through the foundation.
Well, this studio isn't paid for yet, and you can't smoke here, so I suggest you do something less dangerous.
Well, there's a song that I can sing.
All of a sudden, my heart sings when I remember little things. The way you dance and hold me tight.
Yes, you used to dance with me and hold me tight. Why didn't you ever do it when you weren't tight?
The way you kiss and say goodnight.
The way you kiss me, that I'll never forget. You said my nose was too big, so you used to kiss me through a straw. And you used to whisper in my ear. Gee, I wish I had somebody to whisper in my ear now.
Your mouth is so big you can whisper in your own ear.
Thanks, pal.
the crazy things we say and do. The fun it is to be with you.
It was fun being with you. I'll never forget that summer's day at the beach when you buried me in the sand. Then months later, winter came and you didn't show up, so there was only one thing to do. I dug myself up out of the sand and went home. The magic thrill that's in your touch. I'll never forget your touch. You touched me for the wedding ring and you touched me for the license. Oh, darling, I love you so much. The secret way you press my hand. I can't go on. I just can't go on.
Why not?
I don't know the next line.
Let me see. It's to let me know you understand.
Thanks, Rudy.
Don't mention it.
To let me know you understand. The wind and rain upon your face.
You had a nice face. And you were a nice husband, as husbands go. And as husbands go, you went.
The breathless whirl of your embrace. Your little laugh and half surprise.
You had a nice laugh and you were kind, too. When I wanted to go to Niagara Falls for the honeymoon, you said it was okay. Gee, it was lonely there without you. But after all, you did tell me that you had already seen the place.
The starlight gleaming in your eyes. Remembering all those little things.
I'll be glad when you're dead, you rest of you.
And now to continue with your memoirs, Mr. Woolley. Times became rather difficult after that. I couldn't secure a role in the stage, so I tried to get one in a drugstore. By a strange coincidence, Rudy Valley was laying off, too, and he was working as the store manager. I entered the store and... Good day, sir. What can I sell you today, sir? Toothbrush, bath mat, electric toaster, hot water bottle, flashlight, bathing cap, electric razor, traveling kit, toothpaste, spark plugs, nail file?
No, no, no.
Then what do you want?
A job.
A job? Why didn't you say so?
Well, you didn't come to it yet.
Very well, I'll give you a trial. Wait until this lady who just came in.
Clerk, I'm in a hurry.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me a mousetrap. I've got to catch a bus.
We haven't any mousetraps that large. How about trying a jar of this beauty cream? With every jar, we give you a razor free.
Razor? What do I want with a razor?
Madam, if that cream doesn't help your face, there's no use living.
Good day.
Woolley, you shouldn't have let that customer get out of here with only one purchase. Whatever customers ask for, sell him something else along with it. If he wants a bathing cap, also sell him glasses, a pail and a shovel, water wings, sandals, and suntan oil.
You can't sell all that stuff.
Oh, yes, you can. I'll show you how. Now listen, I'll be the customer and you be the clerk. Here I come. Good evening, clerk. I'd like a bathing cap.
Very well. How about a bathing suit, beach umbrella, sunglasses, pail and shovel, water wings, sandals, and suntan oil?
No, just a bathing cap.
You see, I told you couldn't.
No. You give up too easily. Don't take no for an answer. This time, take one of these things at a time. I'll come in and ask for a bathing cap, and you sell me some water wings. Good evening, clerk. I'd like a bathing cap.
Very well. And how about some water wings for 50 cents?
50 cents? Isn't that rather expensive?
Oh, yes. You can get them across the street for a dime.
Don't tell the customers that. I know you have no sales experience, but don't let the customer know. We try it again for the last time. Good evening, clerk.
Well, back again.
No. You've never seen me before.
Oh, yes, I have. I never forget a face.
How about a bathing cap?
See, I told you were in here before.
I want a bathing cap.
Yes, sir. And how about some water wings?
No, I don't think I want any water wings.
I'm beginning to hate you.
Oh, we're not getting any place. Look, I'll be the clerk and you be the customer. You come in and ask for a bathing cap and I'll sell you the rest of the stuff. All right, go out and come in. How do you do, sir? What do you want?
I don't want anything.
What did you come in for?
It's raining outside.
Listen, you want a bathing cap.
Well, it's not raining that hard.
Billy, I'll give you one more chance. Remember now, you come in and all you want is a bathing cap. Just a bathing cap and nothing else. Mister, you won't get out of here without buying everything in the store. Now go out and come in again.
Oh, very well.
All right. You come in now, Willie. Willie, you can come in now. Willie.
Hello, this is Marty Woolley.
Well, where are you?
In the drugstore across the street.
What are you doing there?
Buying a bathing cap. That's all I want.
Oh, fine.
I would like to buy something.
I'm too worn out to wait on you, miss. Our other clerk, Mr. Bradley, will help you.
Gladly, miss. What can I do for you?
I'd like a bathing cap.
I'm sorry. We're all out of bathing caps.
Oh, too bad. Let me see. I think I'll take a bottle of shampoo.
Green shampoo, of course.
But how did you know?
It's plain, my dear. I can tell by that lustrous glint in your hair. All the glamour girls are using green these days. America's most style-conscious women are making quite a point of well-brushed, naturally shining hair. Hair with a bright, lovely sheen is what men like, too. And green shampoo actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It never leaves a dulling film, as all soaps do, but brings out all the glossy beauty. And now that this new improved green contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far easier to manage, far silkier right after shampooing. So whether you wash your hair at home or go to your favorite beauty shop, insist on Dream. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
It's time to sing a goodnight song again. It's time to sing another so long again.
Ladies, a quick reminder to save your used kitchen fat. Help grease that road to Tokyo. And to you housewives in the United States, remember you get 2 meat points for every pound you turn into your meat dealer. Save those waste fats for a winning fight.
Rudy Vallee will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood with Monty Woolley and Irene Ryan. Music for the Dream Show was arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. This is Truman Bradley reminding you that no other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.